Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pizzas all round, people. Watford are staying up and Newcastle are in the show too. Welcome to the Football Ramble. It's Tuesday, the 5th of October. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Did you call your mates last night?
Avoid the WhatsApp snafu.
Yes. Mm.
I do think there's something very romantic about a load of engineers having to travel to California with a plug-in keyboard to access the server room for the almost the entire internet. Amazing.
Change the matrix.
Change the matrix.
So you think it was a great conspiracy?
Oh, I think everything's a conspiracy. Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah.
Big on QAnon.
Uh-huh.
Big on 4chan as
Jim.
Peter Kidd, Peter Rat.
Yeah,
that's actually to what I was referring. Glad you picked up on that. So you did make use wisely of your 6 hours.
It was actually quite nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To have a little break from the... You still get the relentless kind of urge to look at your phone, but then when you remember that was utterly pointless, it was like a little bit of, like, freedom.
It's the pressure, isn't it? It's the pressure of knowing that in your phone are... Well, in your case... I suppose those 60,000 unread emails remained.
Yeah,
but for me, it's
the
WhatsApp.
Didn't even make a dent on those, to be quite frank.
It's the WhatsApp. It's just knowing that they're there and they need they're there with their red dot next to them or whatever colour it is.
It's an untenable situation for all of our brains, isn't it?
Mm. I think so. Yes, you always reply very quickly. I find Jim.
I do.
It's quite pressurising.
I get the anxiety of leaving people on red or leaving people waiting, which I know they don't actually care about. But
what do you think is going to happen? They're going to hate you.
Yeah, maybe. Or I'm going to inconvenience them actually more than anything, and that's rude. It's stupid. Leave me alone, everyone.
Okay. Point taken. What of announcing it to the world? Pete looks like he took that to heart long ago. Shall we talk about a welcome back to Claudio Ranieri? This is big stuff. Here he comes.
Won't last the season.
Fourth English club.
Not a chance.
Isn't that part of the contract, though, at Watford?
It's not,
you know, you guys were talking about it yesterday. It's not a big deal getting sacked from Watford.
No, it's not, actually.
If they saved their money and didn't sack somebody manager, they probably could have afforded, like, Kylian Mbappe or something.
Almost
payoffs and the coaching staff as well. He's brought all his good staff in this time, Ranieri. Amazing.
They must be pretty clever with the payoffs, right? They can't offer too much, surely.
No, yeah, they must be conservative, let's say.
Yeah.
Because it's what I was trying to count them, but I sort of lost count in that list. It's 15, I think, in 10 seasons.
Mm. Yeah, it's
an astonishing
very
figure.
High turnover, isn't it?
Mm. It's lucky, though, because on the upside, we get one thing correct on our pre-season predictions.
Marcus do does, we? I yeah. think, yeah. Marcus.
Did not everybody pick this?
No, I don't
Maybe
think
not,
I did.
No.
But they've got a nightmare running coming up. So, like, are they just going to get Claudio in for that? Because likes him.
Well, they must have kind of approached this.
We're losing, but we're smiling.
You know, for the next 2 or 3 months, you're going to be playing absolute stinking fixtures. So that must have been part of the package. Claudio, come in, help us, please. Because he's a manager. He did well at Sampdoria, but, you know, they'd lost all of their players and he managed to sort of buoy them to a top half finish. And he's nothing if not adaptable, but it's going to be a hell of a job and I don't think he's going to have a very good time.
I mean, if it gets to the point where it does go really badly and they're looking like they're going down, you feel like they actually wouldn't look at Sam Allardyce. They're one of the only clubs where you think, because he'd probably want too much of a payoff if, you know, if things didn't work out.
Cisco Munoz said on his sacking, "It has been a wonderful journey and it concluded in a way that I neither expected nor wished for." That suggests he didn't do enough research into the job.
Someone being interviewed in the local press after a roller coaster accident. Just kind of, I had a great time, but I lost my legs at the end of it.
Yeah.
It was, I didn't expect that part of it, but I had a lovely time while it was
focusing
still moving.
On the roller coaster bit. Yeah, it's, I guess it's just one of those things that probably just comes earlier than you think, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, just like he knows he's going to get sacked at some point. It's like, now?
Yeah,
because
I'm behind the shed and my owner's got a gun. What's going on?
Yeah, you feel like 7 points from the first seven games and having brought them back up from the championship is not a bad return. But anyway, they talked about all this stuff yesterday. It's the future now, people. Mm. And Watford announced the appointment of Uncle Claudio with highlights of his career over some Nessun Dormer.
Yeah, but I mean that's funny, that, isn't it? Because that's from when they won the league with Leicester.
Well,
it's like,
maybe they're telegraphing their big ambitions.
I just think it's strange to have such an iconic moment from someone's time at another club.
Maybe
as the announcement of them joining
maybe
your
Maybe they
club.
Just enjoyed the start of the Euros.
Maybe they did.
Maybe.
We'll play that then.
Well, that was Nessun Dormer, wasn't it, for the first Italian game?
Yes, it was. And it was rousing.
Oh, you mean play the imagery as well?
Yeah, but when they announced Claudio Ranieri, it was from when Andrea Bocelli sang Nessun Dormer at the King Power.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so they've used this iconic Leicester moment as their own announcement for Ranieri coming in, which seems really strange to me.
Play the theme tune to Football Italia.
Yeah.
Well, how would you like your return, because you've been on holiday, how would you like your return to the Ramble announced? What would be your chosen theme music, Pete?
I'm always a big fan of Lip Up Fatty. I think that's kind of sums me up quite well, I think.
Mm.
Especially after holiday.
Look, you're looking great.
Cheers,
he's got a tan, listeners.
Mm.
Hell of a tan as well.
Yeah, it's quite a strong
tan.
It's
about as red as I go, I think.
You haven't indulged in a bit of top-up
No, but I'm going to maintain this. I live in Essex now. I've got to keep up appearances.
Where's your tribal tattoo?
Yes!
Yes. No, but where is it?
God, I imagine he's got to pick the right gang first, right?
So as we say, Watford are doing all right. Will they be doing all right after playing Liverpool in their first game with Claudio next Saturday, and then Everton, Arsenal, Manchester United, Leicester, Chelsea and Man City.
It's less than ideal, isn't it? That is less than ideal.
It's like, I mean, because if he then, it seems quite likely looking at that list that Ranieri is going to have fewer than the seven points that they already have in the first seven games this season. So is it seven and
that,
done?
Yeah. Is that the plan? Yeah, I mean, like, how reasonable are they going to be about this, like, run of fixtures?
Have they looked at it? Yeah, we don't know. Okay, so look, Watford are a club with big ambitions, according to their announcement video, according to, they're channeling it and they're going to replace it. So that's Cisco and Ranieri. Someone who's trying to get out of his job but can't is Kylian Mbappe. He said he asked to leave PSG in the summer, but he also says he's still happy there.
Yeah.
Is that a contradiction in terms, Jim?
Very much so, because he also said they made him feel like a thief. Strong words, isn't it? Like, why now? Like, why, like, 5 games into the season? Like, what's the thinking behind that?
Because Messi scored a goal.
Yeah, he's jealous.
Oh, yeah, and he's still not liking his Instagram posts. He says, here's the quote, "My position was clear. I said that I wanted to leave. I did not appreciate the fact that they said I came with that idea in the last week of August. I said at the end of July that I wanted to go."
I'd put all my things in a little box.
Yeah, a knapsack.
Yeah.
I turn up at the manager's door. Poch I don't know, gave him a hug.
It's almost as if selling the most talented footballer of this generation, this generation, is quite difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. Really? Well, he said, didn't he wanted to make sure they got a transfer fee. And apparently they're like, money? Oh, they got loads of that.
Yeah,
don't worry about that. We've got loads of that.
You seem to misunderstand the situation, Killian.
It is a good thing, I think, that Mbappe will be leaving PSG just because they've got this huge like hoarding of talent. And it'd be nice to see what he can do elsewhere.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he might want to look a little bit at the club he's presumably destined for before he takes that leap.
But you know, so many of them are terrible, aren't they?
So many clubs are terrible.
It's going to be same but different.
I mean, you wonder who they're going to slide in at a PSG. Oh, maybe they could consider putting some defenders in the team. I feel sorry.
No, but
for
it's
them.
Not.
Are they
going to
replace
team,
him with Richarlison? Because that rumor doesn't seem to be going away, does it?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That'd be a bit of a shame, would it not, for Everton?
Yeah, absolutely.
But they can do what the fuck they like. Mm. They're PSG. Two PSG legends will link up again. Serge Aurier has joined Villarreal.
Oh,
yeah. That's really nice.
Under Unai Emery.
That's what we like.
Again, though, 28, though, cancelling your contract. That is going to cost Villarreal, isn't it? That is going to cost.
Yeah. As you say, mutually terminated the contract at the end of August. Yeah.
Does that mean they paid it up? That often means that, doesn't it? I mean, I guess it's different in each case, but like quite often players seem to get paid to leave now. Or maybe that's just the other side of North London. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, good point. No, we don't tend to take transfer suggestions from you guys at the moment, but perhaps we'll need to as things progress. I miss a bit of Serge Aurier. I like the sense of jeopardy whenever he was on the ball. I like my football to come with a handsome dose of...
Yeah. Well, occasionally he did something amazing, though.
So exactly.
That was the fun, wasn't it?
It was the fun. You know how they say in a relationship or in life generally, one negative thing needs to be matched up with four positive things because of the mind's bias towards recognizing negativity. You want to have, the other way around. You want to have four things that are really good to outweigh one bad thing.
Mm,
and I think, yeah, exactly, because you so much more remember the bad things that go on. And I think that probably was Serge Aurier's problem. I think, you know, in some extent, he was more on the kind of two
chaotic,
bad things
chaotic
to,
side.
To two good things, or maybe one good thing.
He's a handsome dose, as you said. Just a handsome dose of chaos.
I hope you can replace him in the chaos stakes.
Yeah. Got it.
Everyone, for your enjoyment and mine, Joanne.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, that's nice of you. Thanks, mate. Thanks for thinking of me at this time. He's going to join up with the squad after captaining Ivory Coast in some World Cup qualifiers. On the other side of North London, my God, what has happened to Gabriel's teeth?
Again?
I can't believe that this is true, but yes, apparently it's true. So he lost two teeth. I don't know which teeth it was. Did you?
It was the front, whatever is, and then the one next to it, I think.
Oh, good. Yeah,
but so Halloween is coming up. They were quite sharp by the end of the coming together.
But I mean, so essentially, just to recap this he lost a tooth against Brighton, which is the second time in a row that this has happened in this fixture.
Feel free to recap it. That's what the dentist said.
Hey.
So I mean, he's going to be nervous about the next one, isn't he?
What, like a hat trick of tooth problems?
Yeah, do you remember who it was? This time it was a collision with Robert Sanchez. Do you remember
I can't remember.
Decapitator last
time? He just can't control his teeth. Always popping out.
So what then happened was he and the coaches scoured the pitch. That's in quotation marks.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's a direct quote.
Finding a tooth on a football pitch sounds like an absolute nightmare.
It was only half a tooth as well.
Was it half a tooth or was it two teeth? What's going on here?
It was two teeth, it was like a small part of each tooth.
Right.
Now, it was enough to sort of go, oh, what have you done to your teeth? But it wasn't the whole tooth. So it would just be a veneer, I think, at best.
I'm surprised that it came out. I suppose if they're the front ones. Because I've had that experience myself. When I went round to mate's house, in fact the parents of a mate, and it was actually not long after I'd come up from Qatar, so they'd cooked me a delicious pig.
You do know, right, that if delicious they're listening to this pig. You whispering isn't going to stop them hearing
delicious
it.
Pig.
Delicious pig. Secret delicious pig.
Well, it was so kind of them because they'd made me lots of crackling and things like this because I hadn't been able to get access to any delicious pig in Qatar, as it's not really available apart from you can get some like crappy stuff from the licensed place in the desert. Anyway, and so I was like, really getting stuck into that crackling and lost a bit of my tooth.
Oh, no. Right.
And I was like, this is awkward. I don't want to make a scene here. So I just swallowed it. Just swallowed the tooth.
Which tooth was it?
It was one further towards the back of my mouth.
Did you collect it later? Or?
Well, I think it's gone for good. Oh, I see.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't comb through my shit. No.
Fine. Wow.
Can you just let us know every day whether you've done it, and then we'll know, won't we?
Truly a new low.
Siphoning through the shit as some kind of metaphor. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm surprised if he's like running and moving. It didn't. Go down his windpipe.
No, look, well, good on him that he was able to. It didn't actually say where he found it again, but he's.
Yeah,
he's
it says he looked for it.
Oh, he looked for it, yeah.
But we don't. Did he find it?
I think they were too small.
Right, the
sections are too small.
Very committed defender.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, it's good. It's actually props to him, really, Sanchez.
He's had a very good season.
England update, everybody. Some changes to Southgate's squad because it is international break. It is. Lovely.
Stop Premier League. Now break again.
Lovely England boys back, please.
Yeah. This is what we want. Well, because Reece James was in the squad, but Tuchel, his boss, was like, he's injured. I don't know what's going on here. So that sounds like a miscommunication or some sort of conflict. Is it conflict? We think it's conflict. anyway, Ben Chilwell and Tammy Abraham have been added to Southgate's squad. Now, here's some fun. Tammy Abraham is, of course, managed by Jose Mourinho, who has said, I'm trying to create a monster of a forward for Gareth Southgate. Unless he, Southgate, doesn't have proper eyes and will still not call him up with the England national team, then I would suggest for Tammy to switch countries.
Fuck off, Jose.
Just criticise him, Lars, like you do with Luke Shaw.
Yeah,
bully him. For him.
Bully him into being not as good and then let someone else build up his confidence and make him better again.
Right, so you don't think this is an expression?
It's just like he keeps trying to do the hits. Doesn't he? But it's like he's just tired and bored. It's like Oscar Wilde being asked if he's got anything to declare and going, "Yeah, I'm really good." Like it's got none of the kind of pizzazz, none of the wit, none of the sparkle that it used to have.
Oh.
And it's early days at Roma as well. It's only going to get worse from here in this sort of context.
Well, I mean, in the club versus country debate, I mean, like Tuchel is clearly just taking out his anger on Gareth Southgate. Yeah. So that's a good place for him to put his anger, I suppose. Mm. He's not going to fall out with anyone like that.
Well, Abraham has been on good form in Rome, scoring 4 in 10.
Yeah,
he has also hit the woodwork, which, as we know, is not on target.
Fun though, isn't it?
Fun. He's hit the woodwork 6 times. That sentence didn't end, but I've just ended it. So we all have a sense of completion.
I'm going to presume it was a header on each time.
The only other thing in international news for now, don't worry, is Sharul Nizam failed to join up with the Malaysian squad ahead of their journey to Jordan because he missed the call when he was out fishing.
I like that a lot.
Adorable, isn't it?
Lead boyer-esque.
Yeah.
In some ways. I think he that's exactly the sort of hobby that you want your footballers to have, isn't it? So that they're on an even keel. Yeah. They're quite calm.
Can't get caught from a fish.
No. To our knowledge. Might get mad fish disease if that's a thing. Who knows? So, yeah. David Seaman loved a bit of dangling, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. I'm trying to think of Bellamy? Or am I thinking of
Do you mean angling?
Golf.
Yeah, my dad always calls it dangling. So I've picked that up from him.
Sounds a bit sordid.
It does, actually, doesn't it? Fuck, what's he been doing down the pond?
Throughout my stint as a manager, said Deputy President Datuk Yusof, I have never come across a player who failed to report for national duty. So when Sharul was out fishing, he could not be contacted. In the afternoon, he came ashore and was surprised.
That implies, like, they're all waiting for him there.
Congrats!
Yeah! Well done!
It's like a call-up party!
Give that man a sat phone.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Although, if you are fishing, I guess this is your moment to be zen and away from it all. So,
true.
So the last thing you want is, you know, fully functioning WhatsApp or any of that or any of that crap. All right then, let's get into a break and then we'll come back for some delicious-looking emails.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Clash of the Titles is the podcast where two movies with something in common go head-to-head to see which one does it better. Join Alex Zane, Chris Tilley and Vicky Crompton as they celebrate Halloween with a month of Stephen King films. Kicking off this month of King vs. King, it's The Shining vs. Doctor Sleep.
We also get this amazing shot of Wendy and Danny lost in the maze and the camera stalking them and Jack looking down at this model of the maze. The lengths that Kubrick went to make it feel like, is Jack controlling this maze? Is this maze Jack's mind?
Search Clash of the Titles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Clash of the Titles is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Well, I'm talking about the sort of luxuriant quality.
Oh, that's the luxuriant quality of our very own Andy Brassels.
Andy talking about my hair, that's nice.
That is nice. He's such a flattering man. Welcome back to the Football Ramble with me, Pete and Jim. Pete back from his holidays, ready to read some of your emails. Oh, don't diss your own song,
yeah.
Chris.
You kind of forget how much of an existential crisis that jingle is, isn't you, the whole way through it. Anyway, Joe Bird has been in touch saying...
Hi, Joe.
Following on from the chat about long-distance disappointments, it quickly brought to mind New Year's Day 2019. I met my Australian wife back in 2012, and when she asked whether I'd ever move to Australia, I told her no chance. When asked why, I replied, because of the toffees, love.
I'm not sure about the grammar on that. We don't know if it's... He's calling her love or he's just in love.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know. I'm an Everton fan. Anyway, 9 years and two children later, here I am living on the Gold Coast of Queensland.
Oh, poor you!
Yeah, waking up at all hours of the morning to watch Everton disappoint. I made my way back to Liverpool late 2018 for my dad's wedding and the only home game at my beloved Goodison Park was a 12:30 kickoff on New Year's Day against Leicester. Tears trickled down my face as Z cars blasted throughout the speakers, thinking the 10,305 mile trip was worth it. Turns out, didn't quite go to plan. There was a fight amongst two Everton fans two rows down from me. It was freezing and Leicester won 1-0. It was Jamie Vardy, of course. But upon questioning my decision, I'd realised there was nowhere else I'd rather be than that place. It's the thing I miss most.
Oh,
that's nice.
That is
and
really
slightly sad.
Really sweet. I don't know. It's good to know what you love, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm very sweet.
I'd imagine so.
I got a message from Jamie Dalton. Hello, Jamie. Jamie here. A relatively new listener, but the show is now part of the daily routine. Last week...
Come on, Jamie.
A fake injury to save face during a rugby game reminded me of an event from my school athletics days. A girl in the air below me was lining up to run the 100 metres final at Shildon Athletics Track. Tensions were high as she was our only hope for any form of gold across all events. She took the knee, raised up
and bang! The firing pin from the blank of the starter pistol hit her in the face and she smashed into the deck.
Oh,
don't worry. She was fine. One of our teachers ran up the track where the young girl remained limp on the floor, face down on the track. 30 minutes passed and there she lay still, now waiting with a jacket potato style blanket over the top of her and a line of other events waiting to get on behind her. The saving grace for her was that the ambulance at trackside that proceeded to drive her onto the track and carry her off into the back of a stretcher. Much like a WWE superstar, she was back at school the next day despite being taken away in an ambulance the evening before, ego bruised but physically fine. Oh. Have you been ever taken ill by a starter pistol?
I haven't. No.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
I don't think kids should be allowed to shoot them, surely?
No.
Terrible.
Why do they even have something in them? Shouldn't they fire blank?
What's wrong with a nice clap? It's not just having televised. The stadium's near it.
Yeah, that's fine. True. Is he saying that she was faking when she was lying unconscious for 30 minutes on the track?
Oh, right. She took a bump. She sort of kind of like went down too easy, yeah. So to speak.
So it says here it's the firing pin from the blank, isn't it? So yeah. It's just, that's incredibly unlucky.
Could have taken her eye out.
Good of, yeah. Terrible.
Any unfortunate accidents, do write in and tell us. Show at footballramble.com or tweet us at footballramble.
Yes, and if you have anything you need advice with, yes. Let us know for pep talks as well.
Oh, I'm sad not to be on tour. I like a bit of that stuff.
Do you want some Portmantonio Conte?
I prefer to kill him.
All right, it's time for some Portmantonio Conte. Two footballers mashed together. You just got to guess who the fuck they are. Matt Wood has got in touch with the information, what we need. Here's your clue. You ready, guys?
Ready.
All right, then. I recently signed for a sleeping northern giant and I am destined to sign for Real Madrid in the future and win them the Champions League. And I won. I wore number one at the 1982 World Cup despite being an outfield player. And as a manager, I was fond of the 2-3-5 formation. Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's
too much going on.
Yeah, there's too much in that.
Can you tell us the first bit again?
Recently signed for a sleeping northern giant, destined to sign for Real Madrid in the future and win them the Champions League. I wore number one at the 82 World Cup, despite being an outfield player.
Number one.
I don't know the rules anymore, honestly.
Yeah, thanks and sorry. Well done, Matt Wood. You are cleverer than us.
There's speculation in the first bit. That's a duff clue.
It's very unkind. Is he saying Sunderland? Is there a Sunderland player?
The answer is Santiago Munozvaldo Ardiles.
Oh, yes. Damn, I should have got Ardiles.
Actually, that's, fair enough. Look. I retract my criticism.
Sorry, you're very good.
Unlucky. Right, next clue. And chance redemption. The poor man's Jose Mourinho, who has the highest percentage of league wins of any Tottenham manager in the club's Premier League era, and a goalkeeper who was born in the US, represented England at youth level and Wales at full international level, but whose real first name is Glenn.
Tim Sherwood.
It's going to be Andre Vierge.
Woods.
Tim
Sherwood.
Andre Vierge, Tim Sherwood.
No, the top of it. I thought he had the best win percentage. Anyway, you're absolutely right. It's AVB and...
What was it? What was the second one?
I don't know the rules.
Sorry. He had you. The answer is Andres Vierge Bosch Myhill.
Very good.
That is lovely. Well done.
Fun times.
Matt, wasn't it? Who sent those in?
It was Matt. Well done, Matt.
Good stuff. Well, you've had your fun, Petey, because now we're on to Newcastle.
Before we move on, I'll just have to get something
off your chest.
Off my chest. Hang on. Let me just bash that up. And
it's easy to slag them off because they're dreadful. But
you peaked on us.
I don't think that was warranted.
Well, you know,
I was brushing my teeth. I dropped my toothbrush into the sink.
Well, it's happened now, isn't it?
Yeah, so,
to counter that,
sorry, mate.
If you feel all right, to make you feel a bit better, hopefully, I would say your jingle is actually growing on me.
Oh, good. I don't think it's a new bed one.
No, I actually...
Like a nice moss.
Quite enjoyed it yesterday.
Mm. Kick him while he's down.
Mm. Anyway, you take it on. They lost, as you know. Did you enjoy that one? 2-1 to Wolves. I thought it was quite generous of them to give Wolves a nice little tidy win at home.
Wolves, I had Wolves to be in a lot of trouble this season, but I think they are looking pretty good and they've got players to come back. I think they're going to start scoring and they're going to start scoring handsomely. And I thought Wolves were well worth their win. I thought it was a bit of a freak goal that we scored, I think it's better to say. But it was just another terrible performance from Newcastle, and they have been terrible. Fernandes and Manquillo both spent the second half of the weekend's match with 19 and Manquillo on their back. Bruce probably looked at that and went, yeah, fine. Absolutely fine. The same player in the same shirt for the second half. I don't know how that was allowed, why that was allowed, why they haven't got a blank shirt for, I think it was Manquillo who needed it. Very weird.
Arsenal Maxman, was looking a little bit like he didn't know why no one would give him the ball.
Well, that's their only plan, isn't it? Give it ASM. Mm.
It's like, we know we have the instructions. What's your issue? Yeah. And he's been linked also, hasn't he, with
loves
Chelsea.
It though, doesn't he? He absolutely loves having all of the ball all of the time.
Yeah. But the reason I guess we're mentioning them rather than to just fill you full of sorrow about their performance is about this tribunal held last week for Newcastle's lawsuit against the Premier League after they refused to sanction the Saudi-backed consortium's takeover of the club. Various bits and pieces connected to the idea that the investment fund that's trying to take over Newcastle is not Saudi Arabia or not the ruling families of Saudi Arabia, various intricacies. The barrister representing Newcastle, what do you make of this, Pete? Claims that the Premier League threatened to boot the club out of the top flight and the league had abused its position as a result of this.
Yeah. Newcastle are doing it themselves, to be honest.
Yeah, they're just waiting for Steve Bruce to make that easier, aren't they?
Yeah.
They like it. They don't kick themselves out.
But I mean, seriously, I mean, self-governance, as it always doesn't work, it is still not working. And it obviously favours the teams who have already got their Saudi daddies in place. So, you know, do I want that takeover? No, I don't in that particular flavour. But I think that there's a problem with how this has been managed? Yes, I do. So yeah. Right. It's all very strange and all very murky and all very... It serves the bigger clubs, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, apparently it's been said, isn't it, that beIN Sports and a number of major Premier League clubs joined in lobbying against the takeover deal. And that's not really surprising, is it? Like, teams don't want another City or another Chelsea to compete with.
No.
That is true, Jim, but the specific reason that beIN Sports... And the specific conflict of interest here, of course, is that the Saudi state has allegedly... backed the stealing of Premier League rights from beIN Sports, who paid loads, you know, and it's the model, right? Yeah. The whole model that's made the Premier League so successful is the way that they managed to sell their rights for lots and lots of money, and that's how they brought the players in and made it what it is today. So it would just be a bit like chopping their nose off to spite their face.
Absolutely.
Or whatever the phrase is, if they are to say, oh yes, you can sort of nick our rights, but also be a part, I don't know. I don't even know how that makes sense logically. But I think that's the significant reason why they would be lobbying against it, whether or not that's right.
I mean, look, either way, anybody coming into the club, that is a rapidly diminishing asset. Newcastle United, the stadium's crumbling, the football team just don't know what they're doing. And Mike Ashley isn't going to spend 4 or 5 million on getting rid of Steve Bruce anytime soon, because he will. It's a situation where they're just not going to do that. Steve Bruce's win ratio is worse than the one he had at Sunderland, and that was particularly low in his less than stellar career. And once again, it's the second anniversary of Steve Bruce saying that Newcastle United are a work in progress. Steve Bruce is the football equivalent of, you know, one of those big phones you give your nan, those big house phones with the massive letters, the massive numbers.
Oh yeah.
It's basically that. He's a very simple manager with very simple tastes. And Newcastle are only going in one direction, unfortunately. And the Championship, you know, there's no fear of the Championship over here. I wouldn't mind playing in the Championship if we can get rid of that manager, because I'm just bored of watching a chaotic, unrefined product all the time. And I said at the start of the season, Newcastle will go down if our strikers get injured, and our strikers have got injured, and it looks like Newcastle are going down. So,
as we said though yesterday, yo-yos are fun.
They are fun. Yeah.
They are fun.
They are. Yeah. So,
Bruce has won 5 games in his last 37.
I mean, that
it's not
bears
a lot.
Repeating, isn't it? 5 games in 37.
It's either 5 or 7.
I can't even do the doing an all right job joke. I can't bring myself to do it. That's so bad.
Yeah. You've got Graham Jones, who's rubbing players like Dwight Gayle up the wrong way by having the arrogance to do some managing on them. How dare it? That's not what we do here. That's not what Stevie does.
And it's Dwight Gayle just being held back for the Championship, essentially.
He's that's why he's got a long contract.
He's got a plan for the future, Pete. Age. I thought that's what you wanted. God, they're given... Oh, yeah.
He's like a spare tyre, isn't he, essentially?
Yeah. Mm. But it's very much a run flat. One of those ones you're only allowed to drive under 50 miles an hour.
His next game, Steve Bruce's, will be, this is the one against Spurs after the international break, will be his 1,000th game in management. And you mentioned his way with words. Mm. Some recent gems, if you'd like to hear them. I was very pleased with the way we played and kept a clean sheet, he said, after going out of the Carabao to Burnley on penalties. There were a lot of positives, okay? We've gone out of the cup, but we didn't lose. after the game at Wolves, that was last season. Give him some credit. We're trying to find a balance to the team. After the game at Wolves this weekend, It's about getting that balance right.
I mean...
What's the balance? Where's the balance?
They're wobbling, aren't they?
I genuinely think no manager would be better.
Well, you think it's just a sort of impossible 4-4-2, job.
Just you.
Oh,
know,
I thought you meant. Oh, I thought you meant no one could possibly do better in the circumstances.
Oh,
but
yeah,
you mean,
no manager. Just don't have anyone in the dugout.
Alan Saint-Maximin.
Absolutely fine. Look, they got rid of the headphone part on the iPhone, and we got over it, right? Bluetooth is fine. Let's just have no manager.
I don't know if I am over that actually, but it can be a bit frustrating. I mean, the thing about all this takeover to return to that briefly before we move on, is presumably that the point that people used to get angry about with Ashley, one of the many things people used to get angry with Ashley about, was that he was not trying to sell the club. So this is, it looks to me like a distraction tactic to focus on this idea that, oh, he was totally up for selling the club.
Yeah.
But the horrible, mean Premier League fucked him over. And that's why he wants his club to be in the Championship, because he has a disdain for the behaviour of the Premier League. It's actually all for you, Pete. It's all for the fans.
Yeah.
Here's an idea for a way to encourage Newcastle to attack, everybody. Last week, Milan coach Stefano Pioli called for a backcourt violation, all right? He says, if we want to see more attacking football in the modern game, bring in a rule where you can't go back into your own half once you've crossed the halfway line. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like
bring
to
bring it
see
in.
I mean, I'm always up for seeing mad things trialled. Yes. And obviously that doesn't happen.
Well, we never see these trials. Exactly, apparently they do take professionals to, you know, semi-professional teams to actually play and work out whether these things would work. No throw-ins, 10 throw-ins a half.
Because it's in like a Bond villain style lair somewhere, isn't it?
I'd be so up for watching that.
Yes. Because like it would just be like 10 men in the centre circle, wouldn't it?
It's
include
amazing.
The keeper in it.
Is it Jimmy? Do you mean you'd be up for watching this backcourt violation thing?
But like
be up
when,
for watching
when they
this trial
when they
game?
Trial things,
yeah,
and like just
they televise
like
everything.
Televise it. It'd
Why
be
can't
brilliant.
They televise this?
Yeah, we can all see how it goes. Like just do loads of them at once. But yeah, I think this would be really, really interesting. I mean, it would be chaos essentially, but that's sort of what we want, isn't it?
Yeah,
I like it. Mm. What happens? So you go into, you're not allowed back in unless you're defending. Or you're not allowed back in once you've crossed.
You can't carry the ball back in, assumably. Mm-hmm. Assumably?
Ah,
presumably.
Or you could just make it so it just gets, the pitch just gets smaller and smaller. And the only way to score is
like Snake.
Lob it over there.
How do you...
Yes, or Tetris.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Tonight, football for you, everybody. Free-to-air football. Free-to-air Women's Champions League football. All 61 matches in this season's competition are going to be shown on YouTube for free as part of a 4-year deal with DAZN. This is cool, I think. One of the coolest things about it is actually that the Women's Champions League has changed format this season. This is the thing that's going to, apart from the fact that it's available to be watched in a quite easy way, it also means there's centralised TV rights, and it means that these teams are going to earn, even these tiny, comparatively tiny teams, are going to earn €400,000 for six games. And what's great about that is that, you know, with a game that's still growing in the way that the women's game is, there's some big gaps between your pro teams, you know, your Chelsea's, your Arsenal's, all these kind of teams. Barcelona, obviously, Arsenal, Barcelona playing tonight. Yeah, no worries.
I remember those days from the men's game.
No worries, Jim.
They were horrible, actually.
Barcelona have scored 35 and conceded one, so...
Yeah.
Never disappointed with that.
Hopefully your girls are going to see you right. But the point being that it's about kind of closing the gap between some teams that are truly professional and, you know, you see...
Because we do see huge scores in the women's game, don't we? And that's clearly a result of the golfing.
Some people, they're not like even at all, they're not even semi-pro, some of these sides. Yeah. They're like proper amateurs. And over two legs, clearly you can just clock up, blah, blah, blah. So having a group stage seems like it's a really good step for the Women's Champions League.
I quite like the way that, is it DAZN or DAZN? DAZN?
DAZN.
excuse me. I like the way that they kind of do things. I watch a bit of like Japanese telly, and that's obviously watch on the one that runs the Premier League. But the CEO came from TikTok, so you imagine that they are a little bit more progressive when it comes to how they present football and how they present themselves around the world. So it's going to be really interesting to see what presenting style they've got for this particular thing.
And it's a great opportunity to essentially start from scratch, isn't it? And like have everything joined up immediately, which is really nice, because it's across different leagues in different places, so it's all kind of, uniform and the playing field is quite level in a way that the media in the men's game isn't, because it's almost a sort of Frankenstein's monster of rights that have been, you know, put together over a number of years. So this is really interesting.
We'll get to see new grounds in the Champions League.
Yeah.
On the telly.
A different city each match day for their game of the week. Oh, they've got the match days back in
there. They love it.
They love a match day. and tonight it is the Barcelona game. The holders take on Arsenal. Arsenal have been in pretty good form in the WSL, top up there with Tottenham. Not what you expect to see in the Women's Super League. It's quite exciting. Here's a quote to probably send you on your way with. Jonas Edwall, the Arsenal coach, he's been having some big thoughts about tonight's game. He says, it's a very good football team, Barca, presumably, but they are also beatable. It's 11 humans against 11 humans. In Sweden, we say a shovel is a shovel and a football game is a football game.
We have a very similar saying about spades, don't we?
Yeah,
I'm struggling to see the difference. Really.
Yeah, lost in translation a little bit, maybe. Yeah,
but sort of not at the same time.
Well, that kind of, that kind of strikes me as someone who is possibly a little younger and who's sort of Google translated it and went, I've never heard of the spade as a spade thing before. So shovel is a shovel, same thing, isn't it?
Why not?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because you could actually say, we like to call a spade a shovel.
Yeah,
we do, that would confuse things, wouldn't it?
Or maybe, actually, I don't know, write in, guys, if we've got any big gardening fans listening, I'm sure we will do. Is a shovel a more precise implement?
Yeah, are they different? Mm. Or is it purely semantic?
A shovel and spade and a hand grenade, as the old song went. Hi-ho, hi-ho. Do you remember that, we're off to where we go with a shovel and spade and a hand grenade?
Reference to a hand grenade, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Not on the
Disney
version.
Isn't that from
Star Wars? The schoolyard version.
Right, okay. Like the Jesus Christ Superstar schoolyard versions. Way better. Yeah. Way better.
Massive damaged knackers.
Yeah.
Enjoyable. I thought we were going to get to the end of the show without you having a little sing, Pete.
No.
But I'm glad we didn't.
I've sang several times during this show.
What? Oh, sorry.
I'm very musical. Come back on my holidays with a song in my heart.
I must have missed the earlier ones. No. But it was all beautiful. Great to have you back, Petey, on tomorrow's show. It's you again.
Oi.
Listeners can't get enough. Marcus, Luke and Pete will be in your ears for that one. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so it's a bit of pep talks action. Get along for that one. Nice to see you, Jim.
You too.
Nice to see you, Pete.
Ta-ta.
Nice to see you, Tan, as well. Lovely to see you guys, listeners. Thanks for listening to today's Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more. Then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.